Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chaf Vav. Picking it up, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down. Last words on the line. Rami, the Rabbi Yossi, Ad Rabbi Yossi. Where we just ended off yesterday discussing how Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Tuma Tumuna Ein Abokas, that his hidden tumah doesn't penetrate forward and rise up. It doesn't do that. He doesn't hold such a thing. But now we have a contradiction in himself. The Tanawan could be going to the Mishnah and Ohalos Hakelav Shalchel B'Sar Meis. If you have a dog that ate the basar, the flesh of a dead body, Umeis Hakelav, and then the dog ended up dying, Umutal Ala Iskupa, and is now lying on the threshold of a house. He's right by the opening. Right? She says, V'tzavaro, lift him, and its neck is on the inside. And the neck's on the inside of the threshold. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, remember, so the dead dog is lying by the threshold of the house. Its neck is, and the head is within the threshold, and the rest of the body is outside. And the piece of the dead body that's located in the dog's stomach, which is, and therefore it's outside of the house. Umuto, pardon me, Rabbi Meir Omer says, "Im yesh but savaro posech tefach." If there's a space of a tefach in its neck, right? The neck is measured one by one by one tefach. Maybe es atuma, it conveys the tuma of the corpse to the house. V'im lav, and if not, then eno maybe es atuma. It's not maybe the tuma. He's of the opinion that he holds that if the outside of the dog's neck is a cubic tefach, then its throat is considered an ohel to now convey tumah of the dead body, of this corpse, flesh, from the stomach into the house. It's not necessary for the interior of the throat to measure that. As long as the entire thickness of the neck, the skin, the flesh, the bones, all of that has a space of that area of the cubic tefach, one by one by one, then it's considered an ohel in reference to being able to convey tumah of the corpse through the dog's mouth and into the house. If it doesn't have it, then it's not. It doesn't. The neck does not have the space of a cubic tefach. It's not in ohel. And therefore, it's not going to convey the tumah of the flesh to the house. The rule is that only an area of one by one by one tefach can convey tumah of an ohel. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Rowan, what we do is we examine the tumah. We check the tumah. We check where exactly is the tumah, right? Is the tumah inside the house or is it outside of the house? As Rashi, Kasaka Daita Tachikamer. At this moment, we think what it means is we check both Kin Begufo as Makom Tumah Imaya Mina Mashkaf Lefnim or not. Mikenegeda Shakof Lefnim, the doorpost and in, then Abaye is Tameh, the house is Tameh. Mikenegeda Shakof Lechutz, if it's going outwards and Abaye is Tahor, then it's going to be that it is Tahor. Rabbi Elazar Omer Piv Lefnim, if its mouth is inside the house and it's the rest of it is outside of the house, then Habayi is Tahor. Piv Lechutz, if its mouth is outside and then the rest of the body is inside, then Habayi is Tameh, it's Tameh. B'nei Shetumah Yotzei Derech Shulav, because the Tumah goes through, leaves through the hind quarters of the animal. Right? He says that even if the rest of the dog is outside of the house, the contents of the house are now going to be Tameh. Rabbi Huda ben Misera Omer, he says, Bein kach, either way, by some of the house is going to be Tameh. My lava, Ein b'tzavaro posech tefach kai, Rabbi Yossi, is it not talking about the case in which there's not a tefach of space of the dog's neck? Seemingly that's the case, but Rabbi Yossi still says that a part of the dog containing the tumah is inside the house, and the house is Tameh. This could only be because the tumah passes through the body of the dog and spreads through the house. Vishwamina, tumah tumuna bokas, and therefore we learn from this that Rabbi Yossi holds that the hidden tumah does penetrate through the covering, which goes against the verse we said earlier, that shows Rabbi Yossi says that tumah tumuna is not bokas. Oh, so there's our problem. Went through this whole thing just to get to that. My Rava, Rava says, Rowan is a chalal tumah katani. Really, pardon me, really what he's teaching is that we examine the airspace of the tumah. That means is the empty space there where it's lying. So we examine the inside of the dog's throat if it measures a cubic tefach. If that's the case, then it conveys tumah to the house, regardless of whether the tumah itself is inside or outside of the house. And now, in reference to Rav Yossi's statement about the tumah being inside or outside the doorstep, that's for a separate inyan. That's just something else. Rav Yossi b'tarti poli, Rav Yossi is arguing with Rav Meir in two areas. For Kamal Rav Meir, he's saying, the ka'amart, that which you said, ki yesh b'savar poseach tefach mevi es tumah, that which you said, that if there's a space of a tefach in its neck, then it's going to give over tumah of the dead body to the house. That's not correct. Anan basa chalala zina, because we go, in reference to Kaveh Toba, we follow the airspace of the Toba, the inside of the throat, not the thickness of the neck. But to go amar to Allah skupa kula tame, that what you said, that if the dog's mouth is anywhere on the threshold, the house is tame, that's also not correct. Mikin negat ashakuf lefrim abayis tame. If its mouth is located from the doorstep inward, the house is tame. Mikin negat ashakuf lechutz abayis tar. But if it's located from the doorstep outwards, then the house is going to be tahor. However, at the end of the day, these are total separate discussions over here, and that Rav Yossi's din in this Mishnah doesn't show anything about Tuma Tumuna is going to go through. And therefore, there's no contradiction anymore. Rav Achabed Rav Amasti Labahed, Rav Achabed, he said it straight up. Rav Yossi Omer Rowan is the Chalal Tuma, that we check, we examine the airspace of the Tuma, meaning the inside of the throat. So there's no machlokas going on. Now, in yesterday's daf, we talked about the fact that there's two different acts that really fall into the same category, and that is Rav Yochanan said that, according to Rav Yossi, he compares the act of making a roof over Tuma, when you're mahalil over it, and coming into contact with it. He compares them and he holds them, these two acts, to be one category of Tuma. Oman Tama de Palagale, and who is the Tana who argues with Yossi, and he says that when you form a roof of over Tuma and they're coming into contact with it, is two separate categories. Rav Shimon eats Rav Shimon. The time of the Nebraisa, Rabbi Shimon, Rav Shimon says, beep, turn the page. Kufcha Vavim Beis. Shalosh Tumos Parshos. There are three Tumas that are learned, that are derived from Tuma of a dead body. Shtayim b'chol achas u'shlishis amen. Each one has two of a, and it's lacking a third. Now, what does this mean? Really, there are more than three tumas learned out from a tum of a dead body, right? You have tum of a kezayis of a mace. You have that of rov minyan or binyan, right? You have a spine and a skull. You have a quarter kav of bones. You have a tarkov, a ladle full of corpse dust. You have a bone the size of a barley corn, and the majority of, like we said, the frame or the bones. All these are going to give over tumma. This bryce is focusing on three that share a common thing. Each transmit tumma in only two of the three ways that are possible. One of the three is going to transmit tumma through touching and carrying, but not through ohel. Another spreads tumma through contact and ohel, but not through carrying. And the third, it's tumma through carrying and ohel, but not through touching. All other tummas learned out from the tumma of a dead body will transmit tumma in all three ways: contact, carrying, and ohel. So we have over here shalosh tumos parsos menames shtayim bechol achas u'shlishis einman ve'elein. These are them melo tarvad rakav, the tumma of a ladleful of the dust of a decomposed corpse, ve'atzem kisar, the tumma of a bone the size of a barley corn, ve'gol of a dofik, and the tumma of a cover and wall of a coffin. Let's break it down. Here we go. Melo tarvad rakav, a ladleful of the dust of a decomposed corpse, metame b'masa uva ohel. That is, that stuff is going to be metame by carrying it and by tumas ohel. But not through touching it. You touch it, it's not going to be metame you. When you're carrying it, you're carrying the whole thing. When you're oil, you're oil in the whole thing. But when you touch it, you're not necessarily touching the whole thing if it's not metame. The hechen mago, and where is a corpse contact tumma found amongst these three? Im achas mian. It's found with either one of the other two, right? With the bone the size of a barley corn, and which cover the wall, and with the cover and the wall of a coffin, each of which transmit tumma through contact. Etzem kisaura, the bone the size of a barley corn, matame masamaga, you touch it and you carry it, veno matame ba'ol, but it's not matame ba'ol, ve'echen alo, and where is the corpse's roof, the ol, tumma found amongst these three? Emachas man, again, it's found with either one of the other two, with a ladle full of the corpse dust, or with the cover or the wall of a coffin, each of their matame through oil. Goal of a dofik, now the cover of a wall or a coffin, mitami b'magav oil. It's going to be mitami through touching it or through oil. Ve'enu mitami masa, but not through carrying it without touching it. Right? And Rashi explains that if the tumma of the cover and the wall of a coffin, it's known through Aloch L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, then the fact that these items cannot transmit tumma through carrying is also Aloch L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Right? That was excluded through it. And Rashi does go on to say, though, that according to those who bring tumma on the cover of the wall of the coffin as a pasuk, it's not clear where the source is to exclude them from tumas, from carrying it. That's it doesn't seem to relate from the actual pasuk. Anyway, veheichen masel, and where do you find? Carrying machas mehen. That's the other ones, the ladle full of the corpse dust, and with the both size of a barley, each of them are going to transmit tumah through carrying. So we can see here, Shimon holds that even though this ladle full of corpse dust does transmit tumah through ohel, it doesn't through contact, and therefore he considers these to be two distinct categories of tumah. And therefore, he's the one who argues with Rav Yossi, who puts those two categories together. Zok, the next part of the Heliga Mishnah. Thanks for learning with me. This Torah. Coolest avail of a coolest asheretz. Now let's talk about the marrow bone from an avail, the marrow bone from a sheretz. If you come into contact with them, then here's the den. If they're entirely closed, they're not going to give over tumah. But if there's a hole, even a tiny amount, it's going to give tumah through touching it. Tadar Rabbanan. Biniv Lasa. The Torah says that if an animal dies, then it touches its carcass, its tummy. It's a mashma of a loba coolest tumah, but not touching the closed marrow bone, right? So the sealed thing does not act as a shomer to give over the tumah, to give away the tumah of the marrow to one who comes in contact with the bone. Yachal afila nikfa, you thought it'd be, even if there's a hole, tamalomer nogea yitma, that someone who touches the nevela is going to be tummy. Eshef shaliga tummy, something's possible to touch is going to be tummy, therefore tumah is going to come to the bone. Veshef shaliga tar, if you're not able to, then it's going to be tar, and that's the deal when it's totally sealed. Amale rav zerele abaye, elamiatav is really true, behema ba'ora lo titmatilatame, then an animal still that's in its hide, right, that wasn't flayed after the slaughter, should not give over tumah because the hide stops contact with the flesh. So it's going to pukhazi come into cover the yeshva. Go and see how many openings give access to the flesh that are in the hide itself, meaning the mouth, the nostrils, the eyes. Since the flesh is successful to touch, the hide is a shomer to convey its tumah. Amalei Rav Pavla Rava Elamiata, but if so, then kulia bechelbo lo tatame, a kidney of the vela that's in its chelefet should not give over tumah, since the fat, which is itself that tummy, prevents contact with the flesh of the kidney. Come and see how many strands of flesh run through the surrounding fat, and they're accessible. The strands are accessible to direct contact, and therefore the fat is a shomer to convey the tumah of the kidney to someone coming in contact with the fat. Oh, if there's one thing I'm in contact with, it's fat. Oh, I know that. For someone had in mind to go and to make a hole in it, but he didn't do it, now what's going to be the din? Is the lack of the puncture, like lacking the action, in which case the bone is not going to give over tumah, or low? Maybe not. It's not like something that's lacking, that lacks in action, in which case it's got to give over tumah. Hada pasta, afterwards he came and he answered the question. He said, mechusin nekiva, lavka mechusin maestad dami. No, lacking is not like that. So if someone had in mind to puncture the bone, it's like he already did it, and therefore it's going to give over tumah. Zog the next, heilige mishnah. Ay. We know a shomer is going to give over tumah, only if the tummy thing itself is successful to be touched. That's what we saw, and we see this in the mishnah as well. Beitzas asheret samiru kemisara, the egg of a sheretz, in which an embryo was formed, is tahor, right? It's not going to give over tumah because the embryo is not able to be touched. Rashi says, yesh sheretz, shumatel beitzim tzav al tah v'chomet. There are different types of shratzim that give eggs, like a turtle or a lizard or a weasel, I think. Anyway, Amuro Kemes, Shenolad Ba, Efroch, it has this Efroch, this chick, Tahara, the Fishi, Ef Shaligaba, you're not able to go in to touch it. Nikva Koltu, but if you make even a tiny little puncture with it, then Tummy, it's going to be Tummy, it's going to give over Tummy because it's now accessible to be touched. Achmar Shechetio Basam Chetio Adama, a mouse that's half flesh and half earth. Rashi says, Yeshmin Akbar, She'ino Parvarava, Elami Atzmo Notsame Adama. It comes from the actual ground. Ka'ashba, like from the garbage. Anyway, the Gab of Asa Tame, one who touches his flesh is Tame. But Adama Tar, but someone touches the dirt of it, then it's going to be Tame. Okay. Talking about this animal that died when it's halfway formed, right? So it had one side of flesh, then it was earth. It's like maggots that come from the garbage. So we're saying this type of mouse is included in the sheretz tumah, and therefore it's going to give tummy. So someone who touches the flesh side of it is tummy, but if you touch the earth side of it, it's not tummy. Therefore, one who touches the earth side of this thing is going to actually be tahor. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, someone who touches the earth that's opposite of the flesh is also going to be tummy as well. Tanu Rabbanan says, we're not going to talk about the egg of a sheretz, where the pasuk says about shratzim that are tummy, ha temeyim, those that are tummy. The rabbis bases a sheretz because the sheretz is coming to include the sheretz and the egg of a sheretz and the marrow of a sheretz in the law of tummy as well. Yachal, if you a lo rikma, you would think that even if the embryo wasn't yet formed, the egg is going to be given over tummy. Tamalom ha sheretz. They're saying that my sheretz sherikim, just like a sheretz is fully formed, a bases a sheretz record. So I was talking about the beitzah sheretz that's fully formed as well. Yachal if you nikfa, you would think that even if the eggshell was not yet punctured, it's going to give over tama. Tama lomer, it says hanogeya yitma. Whoever touches them will be tame. As she'ef sheliga tame, that which is possible to touch is tame. Or tama is given over via the eggshell. As she'ef sheliga tar, but that which is impossible to touch is going to be tar. The tama is not conveyed through the eggshell. V'kamen kivasa, and how large does its hole have to be in order to give a tumah? Kachut hasara, like a tiny, like a strand of hair. She'ef sheliga kachut hasara, because it's possible to touch the source of tumah through a hole that's as large as the kachut hasara. So like the next part of the Mishnah, achmar shechetzio, let's say you have this mouse that's half flesh and half earth. One who touches the flesh of tumah is going to be tumah. Touch the earth is going to be tar. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi v'hu shehishritz al pene kulo. This is only true if the mouse like switch and change into a sheretz on one entire side, meaning that you have going like from, it's not like half-half, like the bottom half and the top half are different. It's both top and bottom on one side of it is switched over and the other one not. Someone going to teach us on the sefer. Rabbi Huda Omer, afen ugei ba'adam shekeneged baser tummy. One who touches the earth opposite the flesh also tummy. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi v'hu shehishritz al pnei kulo. This holds true only if the mouse made a change into a sheretz over one whole side. Only then will one who touches it, the earth opposite the flesh, will become tummy. Says the Gemara, man damasel areisha. The one who said this about the areisha, right, which concerns who actually touched the flesh, culture can safe for certainly, it's talking about the sefer, someone who touched only the earth. The man the master of the sefer, the one says, touched only the earth, holds it implies only in that case, of al reisha, but somebody who wants to touch the flesh, afagav the loyishris, even if it didn't change into this creeping thing on one side, the person is still going to be tame. Tanu Rabbanan, mitoch shenamar achbar, because it says in the pasuk, it gives us shratzim, that give over tumah when dead. It says the word mouse. Shomei ani afilu achbar b'shebayam. I shall learn even the mouse of the sea. Sheshmo achbar. That is the same name, mouse. It's a fish that looks like a mouse because of it looks like it's also called a mouse. I mean, we should have the same thing, the same halacha v'dinhu. And it also, but really, we would say just not like that. That the mouse of the sea is not considered a mouse, and therefore it does not give over tumah when it's dead. Vidinu time becholda, because the Torah declared a weasel tummy, vitime ba'achbar, and it said that a mouse is tummy, and we can learn an analogy. Ma'cholda min hagodalar, it's just like the weasel grows on the ground, af achbar min hagodalar, it's just something that grows on the ground and not in the sea, and therefore that's not included. Maybe we could learn the following. Time kechol becholda, the Torah declared a weasel tummy, vitime ba'achbar, also a mouse tummy. So we say ma'cholda kol sheshmo kolda, just like a weasel, so to anything that has a name, weasel, it's going to be tamei af achbar, kol sheshmo achbar, afil achbar shebiyam sheshmo achbar, even achbar in the sea, which is the opposite direction. So really, bidin, logically, we can't go either way. Tamaloma, for the pasuk says, al ha'aretz, on the land, they teach you only that land creatures are included in this shratzim that are tamei, and therefore the mouse of the sea is not included. Says the Gemara, e al ha'aretz, if the Torah would simply have said, al ha'aretz, Yachal, I would have thought, al ha'aretz, when it's on the land, yitame, the mouse is going to give over tumah, yorad liyam, but once it goes into the sea, lo yitame, it's not going to give tumah anymore. And it would mean that the pasuk can't be used to exclude the mouse of the sea from all those of sharet's tumah, because it's used to teach us that then. Beep, turn the page. Talmud Lomer, hashoretz. It says it's also something not just on the land, but hashoretz, that the creep, kol makom shesharetz, it means any wherever the sharet creeps, whether it's land or a sea, it's going to give over tumah. And therefore, upon the land, is coming to exclude the sea mouse from tumah. Oeno, or maybe you could say, Oeno ela hasharetz. Maybe hasharetz is translated as that was sharetz, that spawn, that give off other offspring of sorts. And it's coming to tell you that kol ha'mashet yitame, any shratzim that give offspring are going to give tumah, she'mashet lo yitame, but if they don't, then they're not going to be mitame. Otzi achba shechetzio basa v'chetzio adam, and therefore it's going to exclude its mouth that's half flesh and half earth, she'mpo rova, because it doesn't give off offspring. Now that's correct, and the word upon the land might very well be teaching that the Tumah is given, is transmitted only on land, but not at sea, in which case it can't be used to exclude the mouths of the sea from Tumah. So the Gemara Vidinu. No, but logically it doesn't make sense. It shows that if a mouse that's half flesh and half earth is not excluded from Tumah. Timei b'chulda, because the Torah says that a weasel's tummy, if timei b'achmar, and a mouse is also. So we say, ma'chulda, kol sheshma chulda, av'achmar, kol sheshmo achmar, even one that can't give children. Av'achmar, shechetzio basa, v'chetzio adama. So therefore, I'm going to include in Tumah the mouse that's half flesh and half earth. And therefore, it comes out, hashoritz is not explaining that spawn, but rather that creep, and the creeping. And the phrase teaches that wherever the sheritz is, where the land, earth, sea is going to have Tumah. And therefore, when it says upon the land, it's not teaching on the Tumah. Is not teaching that Tumah is transmitted only on land, rather it's teaching that the sea creature, the mouse of the sea, do not give over Tumah. Or maybe you can say the opposite, you can say the other direction, just like a chulda weasel produces offspring, so to that, the only offspring, and therefore that supports this explaining how Shari to that spawn, in which case it's teaching that Shvatsim are Tumah only if they can produce offspring. And then when it says upon the land, then maybe we could come and say that's including a sheretz that transmits Tumah only on land, not at sea, and therefore it can't be used to exclude the mouse of the sea. So if that doesn't work, Talmud Lomer, Basheretz. Therefore, the pasuk comes to say straight up, Basheretz of the Sheretz. And this is telling that even a Sheretz that can't give children, meaning a mouse that's half flesh and half earth, is including the Sheretz Tumah. And therefore, Hashoretz is telling us that Sheretz transmits Tumah both on land and at sea. And upon the land, excludes the mouse of the sea from the law of Tumah. Amalei Ahumei Rabbanu Rava. One of the Rabbanu said to Rava, "Ema Basheretz Lasuya Achbar Shechetzio Basheretz Yadama." Why don't we say Basheretz coming to include the half mouse, half dirt thing? Hashoretz Kolshu Shoretz Vafila Achbar Shabiam. Anything that gives over children, even a mouse at the sea. V'imi Shemal Arts. And if you want to say not like that, because on the land which seems to exclude a mouse at the sea, then this pasuk can just mean ala aretz, that while on land yitame the mouse, whether land or sea mouse, is going to give tumah. Yer Liam Lo Yitame, it's not going to give tumah. And now everything's good, and therefore we're saying that even it's not excluded the one at sea. Amalei is back to Me'achad the Shavise Liyam Mekom Tumah. Once you made the sea a place of a Sheretz Tumah by declaring a sea mouse Tameh, Maliacha Maliacha, then what difference does it make to me whether the sea mouse is here on water or it's here on the land? It's not logical to say that a sea creature Tameh, while it's also calling a sea a place in which the creature cannot give over Tumah. Therefore, we wouldn't expound it like that. V'haya La'aretz. What do you mean? But we need the word al aretz safik tuma mitzafa. We need it upon the land to exclude a case of safik tuma that's floating in water. Upon the land is coming to exclude a case of doubtful tuma floating in water. How can this pasuk be used to teach that a mouse on the sea is not tame? No, there are two phrases upon the land that's written in the pasuk. One is used to teach the land of tuma floating on the water, and others used to exclude the mouse of the sea. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. The mouse of the sea is not considered tame. We're going to stop over here, and I wish you all a great, great day.